Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Shilly to be bop, Scooby Doo. Guess what? America, it's Big Stu, and I'm in the building, y'all. What's good? What's good? What's good? Once again, it's your man, DJ Big Stu, in the building on an uptown Saturday night. You know how I do it here, nice and frizzled every time. You know what I'm saying? And tonight, we definitely are encouraging everybody to get out for the early vote. Make sure you get out for the early vote because the early vote is winning, y'all. The early vote is winning for the Obama team, man. You know what I mean? They got all these rules they trying to stop, y'all. So all night, man, we're going to just keep pushing to y'all, man. Get out for the early vote. It's very, very important. Y'all might have seen Michelle Obama herself. She was on a Jimmy Kimmel show, and she was yelling at him and screaming at him and telling him, yo, get up, get up. It's time to vote. And that's the truth because you guys got to look at it, man. I know they be trying to manipulate the brain, all right? They trying to play with the brain and say, oh, these guys don't want to vote. They don't want to vote. They don't want to do this. The enthusiasm is not there. The enthusiasm is there. Nobody want to be living in slavery. And if we let Mitt Romney get in office, that's what we'll be living in, slavery. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just how we have to get this, man. You know what I mean? And things always says, you know what I'm saying? It's like if we don't do it, who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? Nobody's going to do it. Now, I want to tell you, in Florida, the black churches, they definitely scrambling. Orlando, Florida, Errol Thompson, the Baptist church pastor, you know, and one of Orlando's, Florida, biggest black community, acknowledged that the excitement over Barack Obama becoming the first black president has been cooled down. But, you know, with Democrats, the president's got a lot, you know, but with the Democrats, the president got a locked tight race against the Republican challenger, Mitt Romney. Now, they still expect a crazy voter turnout in Florida. And they think it's going to be equal to more people than the last time because they got the new movement, which is called Souls to the Polls. And that's something that they're trying to do to get out thousands of people to go early. Souls to the Polls now is something like Sunday morning service. You know, there are people who are going to vote right after Sunday morning. Now, voter suppression has tried to stop this. You know, the weekend voter block carries a special importance as it's the only Sunday that's included in the voting period, you know what I'm saying, which begins on Saturday. So, after this year, it was cut from 14 days to 8 days. It used to be 14 days that they used to give it to you, but they cut it down to 8 days. Legislation eliminating voters on the last Sunday before the election, the day black churches traditionally mobilize in to find the final push to voters into the polls. So that's meaning, you know, that's the day that usually they try to say, all right, we're going to get all the people in the black churches to come. So it has a reduction this year, you know what I'm saying? But they said it's going back hard because a lot of things, people, you know, the issue that's definitely arriving is, you know, that's arising in that community is the Trayvon Martin situation. You know what I'm saying? Which a lot of y'all know about. Trayvon Martin was a young man who was killed for basically holding a pack of Skittles in a soda in his hand by George Zimmerman. So that has the Florida, that has a lot of Democrats, a lot of black voters in Florida wanting to vote because they know that if they don't vote, you know, basically that, you know, a lot of gun law rules, which is going to go against the African-American and Latino community, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Now, Donald Trump, the dummy Trump, I used to like Donald Trump. He had a lot of backlash to the Obama challenge, you know, and so he kind of responded back to somebody, you know what I'm saying? He says this, you know, he replied last night on the David Letterman show. The audience stood. Oh, now this was crazy. David Letterman got him really good, y'all. He brought some ties to David Letterman house. I mean, to David Letterman's house, basically his show. And he was showing David Letterman the ties, and he was trying to tell David Letterman, oh, you know, these ties are made good, this and this and that. David Letterman is a smart man. He asked Donald Trump, he said, so where were they made at? Now, you know, Donald Trump skips around, and he asks where was they made at. He skips around, again, and the face Donald Trump made when it was revealed that it was made in China, you understand what I'm saying? It was made in China. The Trump, the guys, this is what I'm saying, these rich guys lie so much. This is why it's important that you people get out and vote. It's really important that you people get out and vote for Obama. It's really important to get out these early votes. Do not hesitate, man. I'm talking all the cats in the hood. I don't care what they think. That's what they expect. Prove them wrong. They like all the blacks and the Spanish guys and Mexican guys that wear their pants hanging down. They're not going to vote. They're just going to be in the corner smoking weed and all that. Yo, man, take 5 minutes. Go out and vote, man. Take 5 minutes. Put the blunt down. You know what I'm saying? Take 5 minutes from the hustling. Take 5 minutes from the job. Take 5 minutes from whatever. Even if you're in the street, especially if you're in the street, take 5 minutes, bro. All right? Take 5 minutes. If you ain't an immigrant, you may have a family member that's an immigrant. You know what I mean? And they want to come over here and try to make a better way for themselves, and these guys ain't going to give it to them, man. You know what I'm saying? So we got to get out early. We got to get out early and Now, like I was talking about the other day, the Romney study basically ignited they got mad at the people who, the independent people, the center, who found out that Romney stuff was false. You know, it was an independent study, and it was basically bipartisan. There wasn't no partisan people. These are bipartisan people. These are people that, you know, they're Republicans and Democrats. And they sat down and they just went through Romney thing piece by piece by piece by piece by piece. And it was crazy because the Romney team was everybody saying it doesn't add up. It's a lie. It's not the truth. And he got mad. Him and his people got mad at them. They actually, you know, they really got on these guys. And some of these guys is Republican. Y'all all know what John Sununu did, the dummy, when he said that about Colin Powell. This is why I'm saying all these things, because I want y'all to understand why it's important that we must vote. They asked him about John Sununu. You know, John Sununu basically said Colin Powell is basically voting for Barack Obama because he's black. Now, that's really crazy because Colin Powell has been a Republican basically ever since all my life, and I've never seen him vote for anybody just because of color. Actually, he held down a lot of white men, you know what I'm saying, and stuck by the Bush administration until he felt it wasn't right with the 9/11 thing, which turned out to be not right. That wasn't a black or right thing. That was a good thing. So, the defiance. You know, Mitt Romney is trying to renew his focus on economy while facing continuous pressure to break his silence on the GOP Senate candidate statement that pregnancy resulting to rape is something God intended. As Election Day looms less than 2 weeks away, the Republican presidential contender is also trying to move past the new questions about his role and key supporter divorce. You know what I'm saying? So, court documents released Thursday revealed that Romney created a special class of company stock for Staples founder Steinberg's then wife as a favor. Now, that's basically saying Staples, the founder of Staples, you know, Tom Steinberg's wife, sued him. And what happened was the guy was saying, oh, I'm not making this much money. The company's losing money, this and this and that, this and this and this. And guess who took the stand for him and said that the company was losing money, and they kind of found the company wasn't making money, and then also found out that, that's crazy. He also found out that he had some stocks in the company. Yes, sir, Mitt Romney. And so far, Romney has ignored the criticism, and instead is accusing President Obama of playing partisan politics in the shrinking campaign. You know what I'm saying? And it's like he keeps saying his campaign is growing. He told 12,000 supporters in Ohio State, but to me that's not nothing. Obama's having 30,000 and 20,000. You see Mitt Romney, they barely want to show you the crowd when you look at a Mitt Romney rally. Because when you look at how an Obama rally looks right now, it's crazy. It would never explain how they're saying the rally is, you know, the thing is going on. And a lot of polls don't show that. What's the deal with that? A lot of polls don't show that. So what y'all feel about that? You know what I'm saying? Let me know on the blog. Let me know. Holler at me, you know. Text me, email, Facebook me. And now that, you know, once again, they say Romney raises more cash than Obama. But that doesn't even matter because it doesn't even matter. It really doesn't. And I'm going to tell you something. Ohio is going to be a prime state, man. Obama has less route to get there than Romney. And he's got a hard way, man. He's got a hard way, but it will work if we all come out and vote. And that's again, once again, tonight is get out there and do the early vote. You know, the president, he backs the same, you know what I'm saying, the same sex marriage measures. He's backing that. You know, so gay people, you know, let's get out there. Let's come on. Let's get out there and vote for Obama. He's to support the president. You know, he needs our back. He needs us now. And we can do it because Romney doesn't have the momentum that he's trying to claim. All right? So let's not let them fool us because that's all they're trying to do is fool us. You know, they're trying to, they know they can't steal it like they did in Florida before because it would be a big thing. You know, but they would like to try. So they're trying to mentally. And mentally is by saying, oh, Obama's losing. And then when you look at the polls, it's a great thing that the media is uncovering a lot of things these days. And I'm really proud of the media because we are uncovering this race. The media is exceptional. Mitt Romney has made it different. He has made the media exceptionally stronger by just all his lies and making everybody want to just check. The word fact-checking is totally out, you know, is out. Is underrated right now compared to Mitt Romney. So, what we want to do now, we in the building, we're going to play some joints, man. Like, today is Uptown, you know, it's Uptown Saturday Jams, Uptown Saturday Night Jams with your boy DJ Big Stu. Play some, say a little bit of new joints, play a little bit of old joints, play a little bit of hot joints. But what we're going to do right now, I want y'all to get out there and vote. Get on up, get on out them seats and go out there and vote real early. Make sure you be there 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Make sure you be there. Take time out. Like I said, put the blunt down. Put the bear down. I'm being real with this, man, because there's some of y'all out there that know what's going on. Some people out there, let me smoke this blunt first. Let me do, man, put it down. Take 5 minutes, go out there and vote and make a difference, man. Make a difference. Get on up, man. Get on up.
Get on up, 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 get What? Can't nobody fuck with Doja Cat.
I hear that. I feel that shit. Yo, check this out. Hold up.
Let's go somewhere.
Hold up. First, who you here with? You here by yourself? Money in the man. You got it going on. Turn around, let me see something. Yeah.
How we doing it? Getting to some hip hop news right now. Like we always do. It took a few days, but Little Reese, Chicago rapper and Def Jam signee, has found himself in a hailstorm of criticism when a video of him punching and kicking a woman later identified as Tierra Marie made it on. Tierra Marie made it online last night. Reese took to Twitter and said that was his actions was juvenile. You know, he was like, everybody makes mistakes. I don't know if people going to really, you know, in this day and age. Tierra Marie, that was actually Jay-Z artist. Okay, I didn't know that they spelled it different. That was actually Jay-Z artist Tierra Marie last night. He was kicking. He said that, you know, everybody makes mistakes. He admits he's wrong. He apologized. He also sent out a tweet right after that to correct his spelling, you know, after he made a little messed up spelling on it. But, you know, a lot of people said that his tweet seems unapologetic, you know, leading some to wonder if it was really even him or if it was basically, you know, the record label and all that. But, you know, he shared her, you know, they had a little, I guess they had an incident. And, you know, basically, I don't know if they're dating. It's not really clear if they're dating or not, but that's what's happening. Probably was. I just don't picture him, you know, if it's even worse if you're just kicking. I mean, it's not even the best if you're kicking your girlfriend, but, I mean, you're trying to understand. But that was up, you know what I'm saying? That's in some more hip-hop news. And, Seal and Yvonne Raw took their new Becky Boo things out on Halloween, you know. They got some pictures of that, you know. Seal, you know, he's doing his thing. And this is a new thing that I want to talk to ladies about. This is for the ladies out there. For all you ladies that got $1,000 to spend, $1,000 to spare, you know that special spot on your body that, you know, brings y'all pleasure? You ladies, for $1,000, can get an injection to enlarge that spot to almost guarantee you all the time pleasure. Yes. You could get an injection in your vajayjay that would cost about $1,000. It promised months and months of enhanced sexual pleasure and heightened peaks. According to Fabulous Magazine, many women on the West Coast are flocking to doctors for the G-shots. It's called a G-shot. The so-called lunchtime procedure involves the injections of Hyaluronan, a collagen-based skin product, commonly found in skin product. It's a collagen-based skin product that was, you know, that's finally, you know, it's like your Noxzema and stuff like that. And, you know, they got to put you under anesthesia and then they hit it in a G-spot, and it makes it more larger, and it makes you come more. You know what I'm saying? And the website boasts, you know, the website boasts like it's painless and it takes mere minutes. And it lasts for up to 4 months and then slowly dissolves. And I guess you can have 4 months of really coming real hard, ladies. So, I mean, that if you got money to spare every 4 months, $1,000, there's some women out there that's probably running out there, you know, especially women that feel like they don't need the man no more. You know what I'm saying? They probably running out there. But that's what it is. It's called a G-shot, lady. So all you girls in the hood, you know how y'all do. Y'all go tell your boyfriend, I need to go get a G-shot. Go tell the old sugar daddy dude that's like 90 of you girls that got them boyfriends like 90 years old, and you 16, tell him to get you a G-shot. You might not leave him. Now, we got some more news and hip-hop news. I got a lot of hip-hop news today, but I'm just going to... One thing is that they want to ask, does Deion knows that Tracy Edmonds has been started having lunch with man banger Meechad Brooks. I don't know. They call him man banger, so you know what that means. You know, you know, they say it's work related, so you know, I don't think he's really that worried. And he's known for liking, you know, they was eating at Mr. Child's, and they seen getting in her Bentley, and you know, they always say you gotta watch the gay guys, though. You think they're gay, you think they don't sleep with your girl, and he be sleeping with your girl, so you gotta watch that, you know. So you gotta pay attention to that, guys, especially those real fashionable, well in shape gay guys. They might be sleeping with your girl. She might be trying to make them straight, guys. It's just the truth. We know that's how it goes. All right? So, what are we doing today? Today, we're definitely doing the main thing. And some people say, what's the main thing? The main thing is we got to vote, man. We got to go out there and vote. Get out there early, 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 early. Get out. I don't care if you're out there 3 in the morning sitting there by yourself. You and like 5 guys. Be there so they can't say nothing. They got to let the 5 of y'all vote first. Do what you got to do, man. You got to fight for your right, man. You got to fight for it. All day. All day, man. Kick it! Paul. One thing I want to talk about now, man, I want to ask y'all, like, imagine if you was a producer and you was getting like $100,000 per beat and your net worth was worth $30 million to $70 million. Out of nowhere, everything, just you just lose everything. And you start to owe millions and millions of dollars to debt collectors, and you're trying to be James Fattis in the music industry, man. And people may say, yo, how did it happen, man? Well, that actually happened to somebody, man. Super producer Scott Storch once had about at least 13 or 20 luxury cars, man, including a $600,000 Mercedes-Benz SLR, a McLaren, you know, SLR McLaren joint. He had a $500,000 Mercedes Maybach. He had a Ferrari, you know what I mean, custom made, $160,000, hard bones bikes, and a $1.7 million black Bugatti Veyron, the most expensive car on the market. Word, this is what the brother had. He was worth $30 million and just some cash. And then at the time he took pictures where one of his pictures, he had $3 million, 34-carat yellow diamond pinky ring. Right? And it was formerly owned by guess who? Guess who he brought it? It was formerly this pinky ring, $3 million, 34-carat yellow diamond. I want y'all to guess who this joint was owned by before he had it. Michael Jackson. That just tell you what, you know, where the boy was at. He paid $20 million $20 million for a 125-foot yacht. In 2006, he purchased an 18,000 square foot white column Palm Island mansion, the Villa Ferrari, for about $10.5 million. Pools, all that, looking beautiful. It was crazy. He had his crib decorated in Persian stuff all the way around his house. He had 23 paintings from, who knows, like the most famous artists you can have that, you know, each painting probably went from, who knows, man. I don't know. You know what I mean? Who knows? You know, I'm breaking down to y'all all the stuff he had because the brother was living extra, super, super large. And the story is sad because you could get all this stuff, man, and life would just change you out of nowhere, you know? But one thing that Scott had in common, man, with a lot of people, man, not only that, man, he had mad women. He dated, like, Paris Hilton. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he flew her in a private jet to the French Riviera with him that costed $275,000 just to hang out with her and her sister, him and his homeboy. That's how he was living. That's how the kid was living. You know what I'm saying? No doubt he bought little Kim a Bentley for $100,000. Yep, Scott Storch. A little Kim or Bentley, and but you know, this is the part that killed him. He spent $10,000 a week on cocaine, plus partying. This is the part that killed the brother. He lived it like that. He did everything, but spent $10,000 a week. Scott Storch, the producer. He's back in the game, getting his name back. You know, he got his stuff together. But it's just a story for all you cats out there that want to make it big, man. I just broke down everything homie had to y'all. And he wasn't broke, man. I mean, broke. Now, some people may say, he's saying he's broke. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, all right, when you have money like that, and if you just if he got a, like a $50,000 a year situation right now, that's struggling to the cat. Because a $50,000 situation is what a hardworking man takes home, you know, we're paying for his family and all that. And if you used to, you just flew Paris Hilton just to come to hang out with you to the French Riviera, that's balling. That's balling. You send a private jet to pick her and her girlfriend up, and you and your man over there in the French Riviera. And then that's not even mentioning how much liquor y'all drink, because they are party animals, all four of them. All four of them that was on that date is party animals. So, you know, you're looking at Cristal or whatever bottle. You're looking at Filet Mignon or whatever food. Then we party into the morning. Then we drinking champagne and orange juice for breakfast. And, you know, and how long we in the French Riviera? We there for 2 days, one day, whatever. This is how it is. This is how it is. This is why they always say, man, community with your money, man. You know, one smart dude, man, that I always remember, man, his name is Teddy Riley, man. You never hear about Teddy being broke, man. And, you know, Teddy Riley used to say stuff, man. I used to hear Teddy say stuff like when dudes going to the fights, man, he would invite his closest friends to his house. He had a big screen, and he would put the fight there. You know, he wasn't going to all those fights, especially when the rap thing was that. And that's a smart guy. You see a lot of dudes that's like that. Like, they don't just go out and spend. They go out today, you know, when they need to show their faces, they need to be in the public, because when you're a star, you definitely need to be shown in the public, you know, here and there. But what they do is they stay in their circumference, man, and you stay away from all that mess. Because if you're in them parties and you're living like that, it seems like every person, especially young brothers, no matter what color you are, it seems like the cocaine is not, it's like it's there for you, the cocaine, the ecstasy, that life and that balling, and you be around these people and it will get to you, you know? You have to make that money and go somewhere and just enjoy that money. And enjoy that money, don't make it kill you. You know what I'm saying? You see the Lizzie Lohans and them. Don't let the money that you make kill you. You just kill the money by making more money. That's a word from DJ Big Stu, man. You know what I'm saying? Shot callers already know what it is.
I'm sitting in the drop head. I paid a half a mil for it. Top down, and I'm looking up at the sky. Rich forever, niggas, my mindset.
Maybach music.
But my AK talking about getting some more money, nigga.
If you need that Pablo, me El Chapo. But me no hablo. You can see me tomorrow. Now please bring the chavo. The key is in the towel. If you don't need that chavo, better flee when you see that cow.
Me El Guapo, El Jefe. Y'all niggas better respect me. That text spray, when that text spray, it'll leave more than your neck. Merciless ball protect me. A nigga with knives and checkmate. And it's chess game and checkmate. That's new domestic checkmate. From Mexico, that's sexy hoe. He twist these break like Pepsi, bro. I'm busy getting football money. Shoot yourself, Plexico. Friends see my white girl, told me that they're sexy, bro. Bros, they seen the same and told your boy to get an extra buck. If Rich Porter, that nigga Porter here, my New York niggas probably think I'm fucking border here. 100 cash, daddy, place your order here. Charles Mitchell, I'm Pablo. Want them imported with.
If you need that Pablo, me El Chapo. But me no hablo. You can see me tomorrow. Now please bring the chavo. The key is in the towel. If you don't leave that chavo, better flee when you see that cow.
Ballin', to keep the kilos in the attic, Chico. Nino is what they call me in that Portofino. Barry White bumping in my sweet ass, I'm fucking Sheila. E. Ecstasy, I'm in that type of vibe. Weed, better 100 pounds, you couldn't blow my high. Ma, you should never cross the fam, nigga. Trick you out your life, cause I don't know nah, nigga. Lord, is the only name your mama cries. Why, is the only question, nigga, as you die. Ride, Charlie Hustle is a friend of mine. 10 keys, nigga, meet me at that finish line. The new Porsche cost 100 racks. Took your work, that's an abortion if you're trying to stack. You know my name and you know I'm about it. Double M, 100 okay. M's, never die.
If you need that Pablo, me El Chapo. But me no hablo. You can see me tomorrow. Now please bring the chavo. The keys is in the towel. If you don't leave that chavo, better flee when you see that cow.
The car in front of the club, got it looking like the Javits Center. Biggie Jesus piece, 50 carats in it. This ain't no rap. magic trick, but I make a 100 disappear without the abracadabra shit. This is day one work, you little head bitch. One life for my Charlie Sheen could kill 2.5 men. If being broke is a joke, I wasn't laughing. Well, you were trying to drown. My hood looks like the ass bin. Yeah, you got a nigga moving weight again. Numbers that I got on me. Jay and OG wanna play it again.
You need it.
If I ain't say it, then I'll say it then. 20 on the arm
for MMG.
Good day, my friend.
If you need that Pablo, me El Chapo. But me no Ablo. You can see me tomorrow. Now please bring the Chavo. The key is in the towel. If you don't leave that Chavo, better flee when you see that cow. If you need that Pablo, me El Chapo. But me no Ablo. You can see me tomorrow. Now please bring the Chavo. The key is in the towel. If you don't leave that Chavo, better flee when you see that cow.
DJ Big Spizzle in the building. Some more hip-hop news, man. Lil Wayne has reportedly been hospitalized due to suffering 2 seizures within 24 hours. The YMCMB boss man Lil Wayne wants his fans to know that he's getting better and he's getting a little bit of bed rest. You know, Wayne seems to be doing just fine. Reports that the CMB boss, the Young Money boss, suffered seizures during a medical scare on his private jet. Some say it was took a tad overblown. His people say it was took a tad overblown. Released from the hospital after he was released from the hospital after being treated for a severe migraine and dehydration. His rep stated to the news, he's home, you know, he's in a doctor mandated rest. The doctor tells him, you know, to sit down and lay down and rest, and you know, Lil Wayne wants everybody to know that he's doing all right, but oh man, you know we don't want to lose another rapper. Wayne, get yourself together. Please do us a favor, take care of yourself, bro. You know what I mean? We need you to do that, man. We need you to take care of yourself, bro. We all must do that. You know, things out of the game, man. You know, especially when you're running around partying and living and doing mad things, bro. We got to get this right. All right, Rizzy? So, come on, bro. Hold it down, man. Everybody holding it down with you. All right, so we know we got some more new hip-hop stuff coming to y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got some more to y'all. You know what I'm saying? And now, this is crazy. This is something that's really crazy. I'm going to go before I'm going to tell y'all this. A 26-year-old man pleaded no contest last Wednesday to related crime that authorities found thanks to his cell phone, all right? The kid name was Jesus Daniel Santos, 11th Worth, Kansas, pleaded no contest to attempted distribution of crack cocaine after officers discovered baggies of the suspect in the back of his car seat. Officers was first called out to the 100 block of, you know, of the South 7th Street when the cell phone in Santos Parker accidentally dialed 911 dispatchers and opened the line code. And they used the program to estimate his location, sent the officer to the scene to make sure it was an emergency situation, and they heard him selling about $2,600 worth of crack. His cell phone hit 911, and they heard the whole transaction and everything. This guy is like the dumbest drug dealer in the world. That's the worstest luck you could ever have. You're doing a sale, and 911 hears it, and it's detaped and everything, and it's your cell phone, and they use the UPS system to get you. How much luck is that? Oh my God, he probably did one sale. I don't know. $2,600 sale and got caught. That's crazy, guy. I know he's mad. We want to say rest in peace to boxer Emmanuel Stewart. He dies at 68 years old. Emmanuel Stewart Revere, that's one of the best boxing trainers. He symbolizes Stewart, also managed fighters, you know what I'm saying? He managed a lot of fighters, man, for some of y'all know fighters. So he kept busy. He usually kept busy. But they said he had cancer, although not many people knew, but Stewart said it was advanced cancer. You know what I'm saying? So he had cancer, and he's been battling with cancer, so let's say rest in peace to him. And, he was a nice, he's a great man, great boxer. You know what I'm saying? Lennox Lewis, he was at the Kronk Boxing Gym, you know, and he trained a lot of fighters. You know, you know, a lot of people used to go and live with him, you know what I'm saying? And, Tommy Hearns, I could go on, man. He was often called the godfather of Detroit boxing. He was a beloved figure. And, that's it, man, you know? Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace. We in the building. Once again, it's Beef Stew Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stew. I'm in the building, holding on strong, keeping it going. We're going to get into some music. How many people in the building? We got a lot of things to do tonight. I could play a lot of music, man. I don't know where I want to go. I'm just going to cool out, man. I'm just going to chill right now, man, for a second.
About it. We take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out the horse, wanna crowd around it. You could see me on Optimum TV. On your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3. Chic ain't your usual friend, but I can set you up like Heisen, walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and chums. I'm trying to ice my whole pack when I'm done. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to this cat or sheep. So I can make this album and get back to cats that sleep. 230, 6'2. Me bugs for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Gun, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older way longer than you gon' be younger.
Eat alive, 1 pound set. Eat alive, 1 pound set. Eat right, 1 pound set. Sleep at night. You'll see the light. Keep the light. 1 pound set. Eating light. 1 pound set. Eating right. 1 pound set. 1 pound set. 1 pound set. Keep the light.
Only time to tell how the clock ticks. Really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Thinking death, the life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chilling, till I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own time for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck streets. Trying to own the island, forget about wildin'. Try riding, in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick, the chicks that don't speak English. Wake up to Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you get shit gold, I can spit to get.
1 pound set, eating live. 1 pound set, eating right. 1 pound set, sleep at night. You'll see the light. Keep the light. 1 pound set, eating live. 1 pound set, eating right.
Yeah. Yo, yo, nothing but the hotness. Whenever we drop this, monotonous for y'all to keep hating, cause y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lock is. Spare no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Serve the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
Keep it alive, yeah. 1 pound set, eating live. 1 pound set, eating right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
1 pound set, sleeping night,
yeah.
You'll see the light.
Bless a nigga with the M. Y'all niggas know my skills. X from the grill. Hit em up. Split em up. Wet em up. Watch em come. Get em up. Shut em up. When you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I make your shit hurt. Step back like I did work. Take a fucking game. You think I'm playing? Till you land. The red, the junkyard, the tan. Moms at home praying. You're coming home, but you not. You sitting up in the trunk, starting to rot. And the hell is hot, though, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby. Get the 4 pound, baby. And let off. Especially if he think he bigger. Get my motherfucking trigger. Did I? Can I get my? Is it gone? DMX represent one time.
Eating
live.
1 pound set. Eating live. 1 pound set. Eating right. 1 pound set. Sleep at night. You'll see the light. Keep the light. 1 pound set. Eating live. 1 pound set. Eating right. 1 pound set. Money pound set. Money pound set.
Why they always talking about money? Cause we like money, bitch. Yeah. LOX. And we won't stop. Bad boy. I'ma show you how to get this money. Yeah. Let me show you how to get this money. You can't
take this.
Come on.
Players hate this. Rainbow glow, European bracelet. Made his mouth drop, now he need a facelift. Mommy's run up on me and asked me to taste it. Hands on my crotch, gotta be the sales or the band on my watch. Damn, I'm so hot, they call me arrogant. Well, you slide with seven mommies in the caravan and start traveling. I make you a believer, hiding in the club, getting brains from a diva. Leave with a visa, black Cadillac, riding with an old geezer. With 10 different hustles for every four seasons. No reason, we just peas in the pot. Trying to get the paper, we the G's in the lot. Long as the water boil, we bound to keep it hot. It's gonna be turmoil if you thinking that it's not.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Make it hot.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Don't stop.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
I fuck with you.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Let's get money.
Come on, show you how you get this money.
Make it hot. I'ma
show you how you get this money.
Show you how
you get this money.
Don't stop.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
I fuck with you.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Yo. Fly cats that get money with no gimmicks. Y'all just so timid, my soldiers be no limit. What you know about renting a yacht with 20 jet skis and riding out to the Coast Guard, come and get me. Beat that, me styles and chic is like 4, 5, 6. So no matter what you roll, you can't beat that. Who you know could take an old record and flip like puffs? From small clubs to arenas, who rip like us? Who every time they pull up, whips be plush, chicks be tough. Bad boy, hits are rust. My back is mean, West Indies, Slimmy, named Kimmy. And I told her how to say may I have it. Said he gimme, I ain't bustin'. So we picked up some joints, y'all saw. When y'all was hot, till the lock came and cooled y'all off. It's a kiss, is you hearing me? I think I'm blessed lyrics.
Right.
Mad rappers with 3 LPs,
ooh,
still fearing.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Make it hot.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Don't stop.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
I fuck with you.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Get money.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Make it hot.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Don't stop.
Bounce on tracks like basketball, yeah. Then bust down songs to our throat knee hall. L.O. Expedition, I spend all day fishing and won't catch one. Just me and mommy out in the sun, jet sailing. Chain so icy, if I threw it up, you think it was hailing. Don't even ask me what the price be to go do a show. No clubs, just arenas. Headline is TV Wonder, no small cast between. After parties be gone like beanies. My chick got to be the meanest before I come that night. If she ain't, she ain't partying right. That's how we like to play a bad boy with all the fly shit. And that's how we do our chip kid, multiply it. Beef, don't apply it, please don't try it, cause we ain't with that. But if so, you gon' need a plastic bag where you shit at. Lock, then we got that cash,
don't
you wanna get
on,
at.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Make it hot.
I'ma show you how you get this money. I'ma show you how you get this money.
Get money.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Make it hot.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Don't stop.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
I fuck with you.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Let's go.
I'ma show you how you get this money.
Make it hot.
I'ma show you how you get
money, power, respect.
Daddy, Bad Boy, the Locks. Y'all remember that? Going down, going down, going down. Just remember. Get out there early, man. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock. Make sure you're out there early enough to vote, man. It's so important. It is so important, y'all, to get out there and vote, man, early. Especially you people that got the opportunity, man. You know what I'm saying? It's you gotta make sure that it's out there. You gotta make sure that you're out there. You gotta make sure you're out there. Y'all see the new ad with Clint Eastwood? They had the nerve to put Clint Eastwood back on. Oh my God. They had the nerve to put Clint Eastwood back in the game, right? and it's like, you know, I get it. Then you know, here they go. Oh, it's good. He made it. He made up for it. Come on, man. He done made. Come on, you guys are just amazing. You guys are just amazing, man. I mean, when I hear how you guys say it, you guys are amazing. Well, you know, Obama, he attacked Romney. He attacked Romney record in Massachusetts too. You know what I'm saying? On excited. He pointed to the record of the governor of Massachusetts, proof that his plan would squeeze the middle class. You know, and he did almost without sounding distant, without shout. He did it within a shout and distance of the Bay Area, within a swing state of New Hampshire. Obama telling supporters that Romney's promises big change are rerun failed policies. Romney, Obama said, is making a lot of last minute promises lately, claiming he would cut taxes for everybody and almost asking something for nobody. But the problem, you know what I'm saying, that he had, Obama said this was from the 8,500 that who likely came from Massachusetts to see him rally out of a local school. During Governor Gomley's campaign down there, he promised the same thing that he's promising now, but once he took office, he pushed the tax cut through. You know, that's what he did back in Massachusetts, and the Massachusetts people, they felt him. He pushed the tax cut that would overwhelmingly benefit 278 of the wealthiest families in the state. That's what he did, and it raised the taxes and the fees of the middle class families to the tune of $750 million. That's crazy. Don't that sound a little bit like what his plan and him and Paul Ryan plan is about ready to do now to you? Yep. Romney will cut federal spending and regulation. That's what he says. How do we know if this guy is, talking anything? One of the guys from Pearl Jam came out and spoke about his pre-existing health care. That was pretty deep. That was really, really deep. And because it's a person that, that's a star, and he's basically saying, being that he's rich and stuff like that, he's lucky to be have what he have, and he feels sorry for people that doesn't have what he had. So that's something to look at, That's something, make you feel sorry. It's a very sorry video. That's something to look at when you see it, man. And once again, Beef Stew Radio, we can't tell you enough, man. Get out there and vote. Vote. I'm going to look at the New Jersey poll, Obama versus Romney. The Philadelphia Inquirer has the president 51, Mitt Romney 41. Now, they're saying, and this is, I want to make sure that I'm looking at something recently, because I want to look at, make sure I got the polls right, because I want to go over these polls with you guys. It's important that we go over these polls together. Now, polls in the last 3 weeks, man, have been crazy. We don't know what to believe, We don't know what to believe. We're going to see what some of the polls say. Well, it's basically saying that if Mitt Romney doesn't, Mitt Romney, he has a lead, they say, with the national polls. See, that's what I be trying to understand and trying to, they say the national poll, but then they say the electoral poll, the president is winning. Now, the electoral poll is what George Bush won over. So they got them neck and neck at basically, well, the swing state tracking in one poll states that President Obama is tied in Ohio 48-48%. They say Virginia goes to Romney 50%. And also, Ronnie goes 50% to the 46%. But, and this is a Republican thing. I'm looking at a Republican thing. I'm just trying to see how fair it is. They got Wisconsin, Obama and him tied 49-49. Florida, Romney beats him. Pennsylvania. Now, this poll actually has Obama not leading in nothing. I wonder if you guys believe that. Do you guys believe that? Do you guys honestly believe that Obama's not leading in nothing? Every poll. Now, this poll, this is a different poll. The Washington Post has Obama 51-47. Do y'all believe that? Now, is that more something that you might believe if they say the road is getting tighter? The Minnesota poll has Obama 53-45 Romney. So we're just looking at different polls. And basically, you know, I'm finding different polls just to show you guys how this poll thing goes different. Like, how do we know? How do we know? It is so hard to tell who's going to win this race. That's what's so dangerous. That's why I want you guys to get out there and vote. Get out there and vote. You know what I mean? We can't take the margin for error, man. We can't take it. Now we have another polling thing. We have a national tracking poll. And it says basically, they said most polls show gains for Obama since the second debate. That's what this poll says. Now we have the Reuters web poll shows Obama 46-43, margin of error 3+3. The PP poll shows Obama 49-48, margin of error 1%. Now, the other poll that I just read to you. This is an update of them. Now they only have Romney up by 1 point. So I see them on something else. The IDD tip poll has Obama 47-43. The Gallup poll has Mitt Romney 51-45. And the UPI and C voter has it 46-48. So most of the polls show a gain for an Obama. You know, let's see how it goes. But, you know, they actually, I don't know, man. It's hard to tell. The battlegrounds give Obama the Electoral College edge. Pennsylvania, Obama has a 4.9, Mitt Romney has 4.4. Nevada, Obama has 4.7, Mitt Romney has 4.6. Wisconsin, 4.9. Now look at this number. Wisconsin, 49.5 to 46.2 in Wisconsin. And that leads to go to Obama. Nevada is 49.7 to 46.0. We go to Obama. Pennsylvania is 49.1 and 44.4. We go to Obama. In all the swing state polls, Obama's in good shape. New Hampshire, he's in a neck and neck race. He leads by about a couple of percent. Colorado, he leads by 2. Iowa, he leads by 3 and some percentage. So Obama's in good shape in the swing states that they say Mitt Romney has to win. North Carolina. They said it's going to go to Romney. They said Romney pulled out of North Carolina because they feel that he felt he won it already, so he didn't feel like spending no money. Florida and Virginia. But those seem to be the only three that Romney, well, Virginia is a toss-up, so it could go anywhere. He might not, he might can win it, but at the same time, don't being that it's a toss-up, not pull enough votes out of there, electoral votes and everything out of there. Florida, he wins by 1 point. But Obama in the majors and out of in like seven other swing states, and the main swing state that needed to be win is like Ohio. Yeah. Ohio's that one. And Ohio, New Hampshire. So those two right there, which both are, you know, a toss up. New Hampshire could be a toss up for Romney. It's all right. So if it comes to a choice of if you're gonna believe Mitt Romney lies or you're gonna believe, you know, give Obama a chance, I see a lot of Republicans are coming. The electoral outlook right now gives Obama 277 votes and Mitt Romney 206 votes. So Obama has a 60% chance of winning. Mitt Romney has a 35% chance of winning. I mean, that's what it says. That's if we all come out once again to vote. That's why it's important what I'm doing, what I'm telling you guys. Tonight's show is strictly get out and do the early vote. We must get out and do the early vote. It's important, y'all. Y'all know that this is important. Y'all know that this is not a game, man. This is not a game. We must get out and do the early vote. Y'all got to. Y'all got to hold me down on this one, man. I'm asking y'all. We got to do it. We got to do it soulful way. You know what I mean? We got to get out here and be G's, baby. Let's get into some music.
Wow,
right,
you a bad motherfucker. Wow, 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 you a bad motherfucker. I'm looking at you, you a bad motherfucker.
She ain't no alcoholic. Last night she was drunk and she had a lot of fun, but she don't know where she was. She a badass bitch with a nice ass body, and she love the fucking party, so we got that shit started. Head so crazy, she can have my baby. Pay for the Mercedes, goddamn, that's crazy. A fan for the bottles, and we got a bunch of bottles, and the models looking at us like, fuck me, baby.
Fuck me, baby.
If a nigga trickin', gotta fuck me, baby. A fan for the bottles, and we got a bunch of bottles, and the models looking at us like, fuck me, baby.
You a bad girl, get loose with it. And I promise that I know just what to do with it. She's 16, and she knows it. And she never gotta be afraid to show that shit.
Well, you a bad motherfucker. Well, you a bad motherfucker. Well, you a bad motherfucker. I'm looking at you, you a bad motherfucker. Well, you a bad motherfucker. Well, you a bad motherfucker. Well, you a bad motherfucker. I'm looking at you, you a bad motherfucker.
Baby, I tell you what. Matter of fact, pity pat dog trying to get it back on the kitty cat. Lives on. Hurry up and get them kids home. So bad, I'ma fuck you with your heels on. Oh yeah, beat it up, DPGC style. Ass like a motherfucker, bad than a motherfucker. Everybody wanna get a shot of that top notch platinum crotch. Bip bop, drip drop. Oh baby, don't stop. Work that thing, make a nigga campaign for the bush, mama. Yeah, you got the kush, mama. Like, did it, it, and can I get it?
You're
it,
bad,
it,
yeah,
it,
yeah, loose with it. And I promise that I know just what to do with it. She's 16, she knows it. And she never gotta be afraid to show that shit.
And she came to the club with the baddest chicks in the city. Broke up with a man, now she feel a little freaky, so she did it. But those be the ones that get a little tricky. Is you fucking let me know, is you just fucking with me? Said she love my song, she wanna fuck to my CD. Every time she put it on, she tell her friends I could get it. I'm with it. Baby, let a real nigga hit it.
Well, you a bad motherfucker. Well, you a bad motherfucker. Well, you a bad motherfucker. I'm looking at you, you a bad motherfucker. Well, you a bad motherfucker. Well, you a bad motherfucker. Well, you a bad motherfucker. I'm looking at you, you a bad motherfucker.
You a bad girl, get loose with it. And I promise that I know just
do, nigga? Boss.
Sunny Digital.
Nigga, 50 million up on these fuck boys. What's happening? Whipping white and baking soda at the same damn time. Pussy got a mansion, bitch, I got the same damn time. Went and bought you 62s at the same damn time. Rock a AP in the rollie at the same damn time. At the same damn time. At the same damn time. Still selling boy and girl at the same damn time. Selling gang, getting brain at the same damn time. All the women say my name at the same damn time. Letting off two different choppers at the same damn time. Putting down in different projects at the same damn time. So money still an object, it's the same damn grind. But I got two platinum artists at the same damn time. Winning got two Maseratis at the same damn time. Liberace, John Gotti at the same damn time. At the same damn time, it's the same damn grind. Captain Boy, cooking crack, same damn time. On my Twitter, writing raps at the same damn time. Hitting head, counting bread at the same damn time.
She on Molly, she with Mary at the same damn time. We the squad, young for Lauren out there, mate. Bop, mom, fuck a cake, fuck your bra. Middle finger up to the motherfucking law. No days off, come play ball. Stick with the cross like the wrong going off. That the same damn time. Shake like an eight, face like a nine. Hershey's dancing that commode, and she make too much. Stop. And she stripping, go to college, and they tricking her deposit. One of them bitches always touching. She busy going shopping at the same time. At the same time. And your girl don't show her face when I be FaceTiming. FB nice with the gray box. You in the past, me and future on the same watch.
Acting a donkey at the same damn time. Got these bitches popping monkey. Metro soup in here with my crew in here. With all these dogs in the game, no room for you in here. Limo tints on my shades, skinnies on my blades. Crocodile kicks like my hood the Everglades. Rich forever paid, do it with no effort. Now let's effing celebrate. Toast is still a grave. Hoes catching vapes, toes touching freaks. She jumped on my pole and did a pole trick for me. Slipping on your pimping, damn, he's more grip for me. Chrome lips on the 4G's, damn, they swallowing the screen. You owe me, homie, had that now. I'ma pull that gat out now. Must be out your rabbit mind. I'm talking rapping, same damn time.
I got Gucci, I got Louis, same damn time. I shoot you and Kia, homie, with the same damn now. In the kitchen with the blow, we got the same damn. Cry my nigga, oh, that's like my bro, it all the same damn time. At the same damn time, Kia ate up by a couple of two big faces on my wrist. Boy, I got a couple of those. I told her I love that pussy, she say we a couple though. And she got a boyfriend, but she say he a sucker though. At the same time, pull it like James Bond. And I had some more in on these niggas, game time. Fresh man, Mike, my rollie on ice. Got bitches on Molly, they rolling all night. I be way out in Cali, got hoes all tight. 180 racks in my pocket, nigga, I going all night. Say what?
I'm a Gucci, I'm a Bentley, at the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope, at the same damn time. Selling white, selling me, at the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches, at the same damn time. At the same damn time, at the same damn time. At the same damn time, at the same damn time. Humming poodle, humming mark.
Big Stu up in the building, you know how I do that, you know how I do it, make sure you get out there and vote, all right, vote. Do y'all remember the girl that used to sing in the group Black, and she was in the movie Bring It On, Natalie Reed. Well, I got some sad news for y'all, man. She was tragically struck by a car outside of Atlanta Friday night. She died, you know, Friday night and died. Authorities revealed who she was in the road when the driver hit her. The driver immediately called 911. She was pronounced dead at 10:59. The driver doesn't believe, the cops don't believe that the driver wasn't at fault. Black and her bandmates, Louise, to follow Black and bandmates, you know, they said something. She was in the group Black. Her name is Latina Reeves. She was like the Chinese-looking girl that was in the thing. Break, you know, she had the little, she had the sassy mouth. Sad, she died. Suddenly, just got hit by a car. So, you know how that is. We had a. So, we want to talk about Taylor Swift. She just announced a little tour right now. Everybody is running around. They all out there running around the streets with costumes on. Hilary Duff. Her husband, all of them. You know, Halloween time is coming. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, man. Halloween time is coming. People's going to be on The Village on Halloween, you know. It's going to be really crazy down there. Really crazy down there. The parade, you know. A lot of people come here just to go to the parade. I've been in the parade. It's not that thrilling. It's not that thrilling. Justin Timberlake, we apologize for his homeless video. You know what I'm saying? He had a wedding video mocking homeless people. And he felt bad about it. It went viral. And he said the jokes. He said it was just a joke, so he apologized. He tried to downplay the whole situation, but he apologized for it. You know, there'd be some crazy news. People do crazy things when they have money, man. I'm telling you. People do crazy things. You know how many paparazzi, the high percent of the paparazzi is getting sued and beat up? Yep. Yep, people, you know. I'm going to tell you what people feel like that is news, that I don't feel is news. Somebody wrote, well, why did you talk about Reese Witherspoon? She was seen taking her oldest daughter, Ava, to a sports medicine clinic. Two things about the picture had my mom. Reese looks fab, having birth 1 month ago, and oh my God, I didn't know that she was pregnant. She's been pregnant. You can never tell by looking at second. Ava looks like her mother. Ava looks like exactly like her mother. That's news. That's something that you want to put, that you want to look. I don't know. People. I don't talk about stuff like that. I talk about politics and some hot stuff. Stuff that make you go, I don't talk about that crap. I ain't talked about that crap today because I was talking about it to somebody. Shout out to everybody who listening to the show. Shout out to everybody in the building. This is the Uptown Saturday night with DJ Big Stu. We had President Barack Obama. He sounded a little different, though, last night. He sounded like you, Stu. I was like, that wasn't me, man. I wasn't in the building last night. You know when they get with Kim Nicole, they start. I don't know. You know, but Rock like a brewer here.
He's a down-to-earth guy.
And Kenny Cole, you know, she's a down-to-earth lady.
It might have been him drinking some Coronas and just having a good time. It wasn't me. It was Baracky. And some of you say Baracky is Barack Obama's cousin. Looks just like him. I wonder how many cousins of Barack Obama came out when he became president. You know, when your family come out, when you become something
famous,
he had it.
Black,
Hawaiian,
white.
He had mad people coming at him. Republican. He had some Republican family members coming at him.
No matter what happens with this election in this race,
Barack Obama is the first African American president. And It just means there's going to be more.
Why didn't Colin Powell endorse Pizza Man Herman Cain?
He was black, Mr. Sununu.
And Sununu got a black man. I don't never see nobody named Sununu.
A lot of black girls named Sununu, right?
I know a lot of black women named Sununu. Sununu is named after a black woman. He's an old gray-haired white man named after a black woman. That's crazy. Sununu. Then he went to apologize. Colin Powell probably gave him that call like, man, you know how I'll whip your ass. You know who I am? Colin Powell, son. He's my friend. He thought about it. A lot of Republicans gave him a call like, that was a dumb thing to do, dummy. That was dumb. That was dumb. But he didn't listen to Sununu. He's just going to keep. He got a racially charged. It's a shame that it comes down to this. People that's rolling with him, if you vote because you really disagree with Obama policy, that's your right. But if you vote against him just because he's black and you know that he's right, that is a shame that America came to that. America is no different than all the countries we claim to go. That we're no different. That's the truth. You know, blacks are no different, you know. We fight for freedom and justice. We fight for other countries to have their rights to vote, and we have voter suppression over here. We're in Afghanistan and trying to build a free government to vote. But is it a free government to vote for who we want to vote for over there? Because we're doing it here.
They're trying to do it here.
Is it working over the week?
Because they don't know how to do it? Is that what the government has done?
Is that what we're doing over there? Well, at least when the Bush people was over there.
They don't want to talk about... And
it's like weird. It's the deficit, the president. It's 8 years of deficit, bro. I don't know how you can break down 8 years of deficit, 8 years of spending... I have 30, but I'm talking about 8 years of spending way crazy money with Bush. For 8 years on wars. And you expect a man to clean it up in four. Easy four. He should have cleaned it up by now. It's impossible to imagine scientifically that it could take 4 years to do something that 8 years did. It's impossible. It's like, come on, for real? I don't know, man. Things just don't seem the way things just seem, you know? That's all I'm saying. Things just don't seem the way things should seem. Oh, man. And the young lady, she died at 32 years old. That's the same, man. Bring it on, star. And died by getting hit by a car. I mean... I don't know. It doesn't. It just... Miley Cyrus got a new look. You know, and she's growing up. She doesn't... I don't know if that's the new country girl. That doesn't really... That's kind of punk rock. It just don't look country girl. Let's hear her. Maybe she's got a new album. She's going to change her style. She's young to change her style and do some things, but she says she's a country girl.
She might be setting
a trend, giving the country girls a new look. We young country girls. I don't know, man. I get tired of seeing the Kardashians, man, you know. Well, Halle Berry's show, Ellen freaks out Halle Berry because, you know, Halle Berry's supposed to be scared of rabbits and puppets and all that. And I guess Ellen and Darren didn't believe her, so she brought somebody with a costume on with a big rabbit suit on, and Halle Berry freaked out on the set.
People have phobias, man.
But you know, they like they say, you know, Halle Berry is one apple shy of a leaf. People are like, what the hell that means? I was supposed to say one leaf shy of an apple, something like that. Maybe I don't know. I said it wrong. You know what I was supposed to say? I make mistakes in here every night. Y'all know me. I know what I be meaning. But get back into some music. We on Beef Stew Radio. We've been here all this time, and I ain't even let y'all know where y'all was at.
Beef Stew Radio.
Anywhere all over the world, man. We doing this all over the world. Anywhere.
Yeah. my chick, she pull a camera on. I love that white girl, handle my Santa money. Brick squad, everything brick squad. Fucking 9 to 5, who we got a lick vibe. You was down with brick squad, that'll make your shit high. I know. Rest in peace, Big Four. I run a rap game from the deuce to the foe.
Wet game.
I'm in that coupe with the troll.
Yeah. life like a superstar. Everywhere I go, all I know is go hard. Never go home cause I'm supercharged. To the max, having fun, playing my part.
I can see the future, baby.
One turn soon.
I can see the future, baby.
One turn soon.
Can't you see the future, baby? One night, one night, stay.
Look, I don't know your past, I see your future, I don't see your man. I don't even see a lamp, just one night stand. Let's get away, I can take you higher than a kite can. The different heights will lead you right, then your flight land. Yes, mommy, you're blessing, you got a beautiful land to strip. I love your smile, can't deny it, girl, I'm a fan of it. The candle's lit, no one died, but I'm a killer nookie. Ready to see the clouds, all you gotta do is book me. But after this trip, I need the jet. I'm a 757, I ain't seen the world yet. I stay with my passport, cause I can't go in a raw. If you don't see what I'm saying, take a peek at the crystal ball.
One night,
one night, stay.
I never like
that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Lean on me.
Before it won't be long. I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
stirs the best talk up on the internet and play the hottest music. We are in the building. I want to talk about something. Definitely I'm talking about this all night. Make sure you get out there in the early vote. And the reason why I'm saying get out there and make sure you vote early. Early voters could account up to 40% of all ballots cast in the 2012 U.S. presidential elections. And polls show that people who already voted for Barack Obama. You know, Barack has a comfortable lead over early poll voters over Mitt Romney right now, y'all. So let's keep it going, man. Let's keep it pushing all the way to the days where early voters, Barack is leading 54% to 39% among voters who already voted. You know what I'm saying? And that's a good percentage. About 18% of the registered voters who have already voted show that they voted for Barack Obama. Around a quarter of minority voters tend to vote for Barack Obama, they said so far, the early voters. And a fifth of white voters voted for Barack Obama right now. So let's just keep it going, y'all. It's a beautiful thing. Record numbers, early voters, they think it's going to be a record number this year of early voters on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, but mainly on Democrats. So that sounds good, man. We're killing them in Iowa. We're killing them in, and it's looking like Virginia is going to be a toss-up, and it's looking like the president is doing a little good with that. You know what I mean? So, you know, yo, now let me tell you something. 15 in North Carolina, you know, they was already trying to give it problems and stuff like that. And Raleigh from North Carolina, about 150,000 North Carolina cast their votes on the first day. And that number is up from 2008. Wake County, you know what I'm saying? Well, they said Mitt Romney. They were saying Mitt Romney won, but can't be sure. Of course, you know, can't be sure. You know what I mean? But I don't know. But like I said, in Florida, black churches, they going out there, they scrambling hard. The street vote is like, it's like really big. You know what I'm saying? It's like really big. The street teams of Obama is really big. So make sure when you go to the polling place, if you see something funny, if it says November 8th before like November 9th or something, a day. And you know the day. It's November 6th, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And don't let them, because they've been putting out fake letters to people's houses. They've been doing that, especially to the Hispanic people. So Hispanics, be on the lookout for that, man, because they're sending fake letters to people that don't speak English that well. So if you have a neighbor, if you Latino, you have a neighbor that speaks Spanish, I advise you, man, to go next door and, you know, let them know what's going on. If they don't know how to read the mail, you know, let them know they can let you read it so you can explain to them that it's a lie. You know, they're just trying to take away the vote, so make sure y'all get out there and vote, man, because that's what we're doing. You know, that's what we're talking about tonight, early vote. We are early vote. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things out here saying that Team Obama, we're winning Ohio on the early voters, man. People know in Ohio, man, what Obama did, man. You know, he did his thing there. They know that Mitt Romney was going to let them fail. He's going to flop. And if you were from Ohio right now, you listening, just know that. Y'all remember Mitt Romney's going to let y'all fail. Obama stood by y'all. Y'all are the ones that's holding us down. Ohio, because I'm all the way here in Harlem, and I'm hoping that the Ohio people bring us through, man. Real talk. That's how it is. The Ohio people got to bring us through. It got to be done by y'all. So make sure y'all do that, man. Check me out on Beef Stew Radio, at Beef Stew Radio on Twitter.com. You can also check me out, Beef Stew Radio, Facebook.com, Beef Stew Radio, Twitter.com, Beef Stew Radio. Check out the movie East Side Story, will be out soon, directed by yours truly. I've definitely got a little role in there. Got a lot of celebrities, a lot of rappers in there from the East Side of Harlem. Join us, a hot movie, man. You know, I had the privilege to be the director of it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's my first directing debut. It's going to be in a couple of film festivals and all that. It's going to be all over the world, man. I want y'all to definitely check that out. We're going to have a fat mixtape to go with it. Shout out to Mo Money. Shout out to El Casino, Ron Boogie, Tony Stans, My man Boogie, Tyson Pounds, two of the brothers that came on the show recently. Oh, three of the brothers. Boogie came, Ron Boogie came on the show too and talked about the movie. It's real hot. Big shout out to AKA The Word, T. Troy. There's a lot of people. I can't name everybody that's in the movie, but the whole staff is popping. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, I'm going to make sure you're going to see that. You're going to see it on World Star and all that, man. It's going to be all over the world. East Side Story, a hot movie, a hot movie. All right? Underground classic in the making, guarantee you. And I'm not just saying that because they put me a part of it. I'm saying that because it is what it is. It's fire. But we're going to break out, man. I'm going to break out. I'm going to play a little bit of joints for y'all before I break out, man. Got a new joint from my homie. It's called Dance, the Dog Dance, the Dance Dog, whatever it is, man. This is my homie, man. But we're going to get into it, man. Fire it up in here, baby. Have a good night. Radio, man.
This right here, bring it from the 10 out.
Right.
This right here, think you wanna dance.
Yeah.
This music, time movement, Dwight Gleason. Why they hatin'? Fuck the segregation. Everybody live life by any means. I bet it sounds so good when you hear the beat. Charlie O, turn it up another notch. And if we pack the club, we might need the block. Everything done changed from a year ago. I just got my first reason, I'm telling where I go. Dwight Nation, from NY to Mexico. Feeling like a dog on a leash, they had to let me go. And this beat sounds so good, just thought I'd let you know. Every time Dwight on the track, you know that it's a go. Free speed, free nights, free the whole team. Live life, love life, get more cream. Fuck a bitch, fuck a hater, chase your dream. Just bought a pound, now we bout to smoke the whole thing. This right here, I make you wanna turn up. This right here, I make you wanna dance. This right here, I make you wanna turn up. This right here, I make you wanna dance.
Straight up.
Let's get this party crunk. Them boys ain't want no problem, cause they're chopping the trunk. I'm clean as a whistle, man, I stay fresh as hell. The beam on the pistol, who wanna come face they bill? Calico told me get them, so I'm gon' bust they head. The ladies call me Jitsy, cause I'm all about that bread. Now get cool, now get high, get high. I'm out my mind, I'm on that good, I'm on that fight, I'm on that fight. Calico told me get them, so I'm gon' bust they head. The ladies call me Jitsy, cause I'm all about that bread. Now get cool, now get high, get high. I'm out my mind, I'm on that good, I'm on that fight, I'm on that fight. I'm 10 toes in, I represent the West. My kitchen chain swing like a swing set on my neck. My lawyer paid up, so I'm down to catch the case. So if you fake on me, I guarantee you be erased, cause I just can't.
Good time, but that a boy play me, and I'ma catch me a case, and I put that on TV. Have a good time, but that a boy play me, and I'ma catch me a case, and I put that on TV. Walk to the rhythm, I won't be. My money right, so you party till the early morning. The bar has been bought, put your cup in the air, homie. This is a cheers to everybody in here, or anyone that didn't make it to see the new year. We keep it swerving, you better stay in your lane. But I'm forever repping change over fame. Forever hurricane, that's sort of my claim to fame. I was the rainmaker before Wayne made his rain. Old school, at the age of 18, I was holding it down, according to Jarvis Vane. Back in the gap, we were on that B-Bang. We fell in the lack, she go down like the stock exchange. And I heard that from somewhere, but I can't remember where. But I'm suddenly blindsided by your girl with no underwear. So if you bring your, you better bring your handcuffs. I'm from the land of the lost, folks, in the stand up. I can't have a good time, but that a boy play me, and I'ma catch me a case, and I put that on TV tonight.
Walk to the rhythm, oh, on the beat.
I came to have a good time, let a boy play me, and I'ma catch me a case, and I'll put that on TV.
Walk to the rhythm, I'll beat this thing, got that thing loaded up, and
let's get this party crunk. Them boys ain't want no problem, cause they're stopping the trunk.
King Kelly, Mighty Messiah.
Beat to Spain.